Test 76, Section 2, Question 9, and here we're looking to weaken the argument. And we've got these two lakes in the pawpaws, the quawpaw and high water. So they have these big drops in their fish. So basically, these two lakes losing a lot of fish. Since that time, there's been a moratorium on fishing at Q, and the population has recovered, so no fishing, and so Q has gotten better. At high water, no such moratorium has been imposed, and the fish has continued, populations continue to decline. So basically, no moratorium, still dropping. Thus, the ban on fishing is probably responsible for the rebound in fish population at Q. So it's saying the ban on fishing caused it. This one's actually a decent argument. The conclusion is it's the fishing ban that's the reason that the fish have recovered at Q Lake. The evidence is just we had these two lakes, they were both going down, did a fishing ban at one, and the population recovered, no fishing ban at the other, and it didn't. But ways to weaken this would be other things that could have caused the population change at Q. So A, high water is in an area of the mountains that's highly susceptible to acid rain. Well, maybe. That would say that maybe there's another reason why it's dropping, not necessarily that. So I said possibly. Prior to the ban, there was practically no fishing at Q Lake. Oh, wait a minute. Now, this is really significant because that says, yes, there was the ban, but nobody was fishing there anyway. And so that one's actually better than answer choice A, because A doesn't really, it doesn't say a whole lot about whether or not the fishing was responsible for it. It does say maybe there's another reason for the drop at H, but it doesn't say what directly whether or not fishing was the problem. And B is better because it's saying, look, there wasn't anybody fishing anyway, and that makes it unlikely that the ban was responsible. High water is much larger. Well, that again states a difference, but it doesn't necessarily say whether or not the fishing ban was directly responsible. Several lakes other than in the Pipi Mountains or Pawpaw Mountains have been recently had increases. Well, I mean, that the problem there is that's possible. We don't know whether or not they had fishing bans as well. There used to be a greater variety of fish in high water than Q, but there no longer is. I'm not really sure that I care that much about variety. And so B is going to be our best answer. It directly undermines the idea that fishing had an impact because it's saying, look, nobody fished there anyway. Or almost nobody. And so therefore, B is the best answer. It weakens the idea that fishing had an impact.